Have you, you know, these big portable water containers, these things that you push or mash that the water will come out of?
Yeah.
What do you call those things that the water comes out of?
Well, that's a water cooler most of the time. They call it water cooler because they put ice in it to keep it cool, you know.
Well, what about that little thing that the water comes out of?
About, I don't think I remember. They got them just push in.
Right.
Yeah, I've got one or two of them out here. Here's a thermos jug. Some of them have them where you turn them, some of them just mash it.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people use the word spigot?
Yeah, that's about the same thing.
It's that little thing that you mash?
Yeah, in a, out in the barrels, they got a, what the heck they call them? I've got some of them out there. They just stick in the barrel and raise up to open it, you know, and close it down, close it. When you want to drain your syrup out, mm-hmm. I don't remember what they call that. They seem to me like you called it a, seem like that's a spigot, some kind. I can't remember what they call that.
Do you ever have any trouble with your water pipes in the wintertime?
I haven't had any here. Sometimes they freeze up in lots of places. But I never have any problem here. All that last winter, cold it was, didn't have any problem here.
Have you ever had them, you know, sometimes when they freeze, they
bust? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that happen. I think it's, seemed like we used to have one on the north side of the house there. I usually wrapped that every winter, though, and covered it up good, but I never did have any problems much busting. But I used to do a little plumbing off and on, and I've had a lot of them at, back when I was just a young fella, I worked for a plumbing shop down here, and we built septic tanks, put in pipes and everything, and these old houses, why, they freeze up all the time. Bust the pipe, bust the faucet, just have to put in new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them when the pipes would freeze and just push the commode off the wall.
Is that right? What, you know, sometimes if you're having to siphon some gas into your car or put some gas from a jug into your car, this thing that you might use to keep from spilling it all over the place?
Funnel?
Yeah.
I never did have to use them much. Usually, you've got the siphon hose, and usually you've got the one that's got a rubber ball in the middle of it, and you can just start that, get started, you know, and it actually drains.
You ever heard, seen some people suck on
I've
it?
I've done that,
You ever get a mouthful of gas?
Yeah, done that too.
Say, if you wanted to buy a good bit of lard at one time, what would you call that amount? You know, just a good bit that you'd buy at one time. Or what did it come in? You know, a fair amount of lard.
Well, they used to, with the bakery now, we used to get it in 50-gallon cans. And that just, I'd say 50-gallon drum.
Mm-hmm.
We get in these egg whites in little cans, and it'd come in a little wooden, like, box that made out of thin stuff, and it'd set in there, and they had extra on the side of it, keep getting old rocked in, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember me and Mr. Turner running the bakery down here.